Though 13,000 people trekked to Jamestown for last year's Lucille Ball Comedy Festival, organizers are hoping for more this year. And with the big names set to appear, it may be able to achieve that goal. Paula Poundstone takes the stage next Thursday at the Reg Lanet Civic Center. Named one of Comedy Central's 100 greatest comics of all time, Poundstone, not surprisingly, admires the legendary work of Lucille Ball. It's a passion she shares with her kids, though they were never allowed to watch her on television.
They could watch, videos or DVDs on non-school nights. And I had, I Love Lucy's on video. And so my middle daughter grew up loving watching that. And to this day, it's probably the only thing that we all agree on.
Like Poundstone, Billy Gardell, who headlines this year's festival, shares an equal appreciation for Lucille Ball. The star of the CBS sitcom Mike and Molly made his name through stand-up success. And like Paula Poundstone, Gardell is not the type of comedian who ponders his material while sweating over a keyboard.
Comics that I admire most, Richard Pryor, George Carlin, and Bill Cosby, and Bob Newhart. These are guys that wrote about life experiences and what was happening in their life. I've never been a technician. There's guys that can be technicians. They can sit down and be in front of a computer and write some really funny stuff about the airport. And that's a gift in itself. My process has always been, I kind of get an idea, write it on a cocktail napkin, take it up on stage and kind of work it into a story.
Gardell brings those stories with the advisory that they may contain adult material to the stage next Saturday night. But kids' events are also a part of the packed lineup for the Lucille Ball Comedy Festival, August 1st through the 5th. On Saturday afternoon, Story Pirates will perform material adapted from area children ages 5 through 12. Lucytown bus tours run each day. Teams will compete in the Lucy World Games. And on Friday night, the stand-up showcase will place the spotlight on rising comic stars. Lucy Arnaz will host comedic talents, hoping to follow a path similar to Billy Gardell, who transferred 3 decades as a touring comic into a role on the hit sitcom Mike and Molly.
Well, what about that? Do you have some input in that regard that gives some feel to it, or are you just following the direction?
You know what? I wish I could take credit for that, but I cannot, man. Mark Roberts, who created our show, is a Chicago playwright, and I don't have to change any of my words. If a joke's not working, they fix it. And the art that they write for my character every week is just, it's spectacular.
Oh, my God, you can't afford this.
Not a problem. I put it on a credit card, and I can pay it off in 110 easy payments.
That's like 9 years.
Really? Sales guy really didn't spell it out in years.
You know, I was listening to an interview, ironically enough, on NPR, because it's the only radio I can listen to where I don't scream when I'm driving down the road. I was listening, there was an interview, I think it was with Santana, and he said, look, everybody has to play an E, but you can tell the difference between my E, Eric Clapton's E, and Pete Townsend's E. And that stuck with me and resonated because there's a lot of truth to that. There's only so many notes, but it's how you play your notes. And you have to really pay respect to the first people to play those notes. And I think I Love Lucy was in that category.
NPR listeners know Paula Poundstone for her work on the show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which has become a huge hit. But Paula Poundstone downplays a role, saying simply that it's her job to sit in a chair and play a game.
When they hired me, honestly, I'm sure they hate it when they say this, but I had never heard of it. But from the very start, they always said, just jump in. Anytime you think of something, just jump in, which is the polar opposite of what I've been told, almost my entire life in every setting. And I'm a jumper-inner.
Who did this study?
The scientist did it, Paula, and this is what the scientist did.
Who made him a scientist? Did he just...
He had a white lab coat. I wasn't going to ask for a diploma.
If he had a white coat, he might have been an ice cream man.
You never know.
According to the promotional material, Paula Poundstone is backed by overwhelming popular demand to this year's Lucille Ball Comedy Festival. And it seems for Poundstone, that feeling is mutual.
There was a great spark about that crowd last year. I really had a fantastic time. you know, whether or not a similar crowd assembles. I mean, for all I know, this year they could be like rock throwers, but I wouldn't think so.
Paula Poundstone appears next Thursday at the Reg Lanet Civic Center, Billy Gardell Saturday. It's all part of the 2012 Lucille Ball Comedy Festival, running Tuesday through Sunday in Jamestown. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO and AM 970 News.